Hello, this is Shalor Williams.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Shalor Williams. I'm hosting the New Africa Business Association Blog Radio Show. And my name is Shalor Williams. We're going to take a little break in a minute, but let me just see who has joined us right now. Jeff, do I have you on the line?
You have me on the line, Ms. Shalor Williams.
All right, I want you to hold on there. Is there anybody else on the line? Jeff, it's just going to be you and me for a few minutes. I have Jeff Majors on the line. He's going to tell us in a few minutes what he is doing now and what we can expect from him. I would love to have you find out all you can about Jeff in a few minutes. Tonight, we're going to do something different. Tonight, we're going to try to welcome small businesses to call us and tell us about their business and or their product. The New Africa Business Association wants to help everybody that they can, especially small businesses, to get the word out about what services or products they are able to provide for the community. I think it's a wonderful idea, and I hope anybody who is listening will call 657-383-1372 to help us get the word out that our people have great services, wonderful products to share with the community. I want you to remember now, your community is vested when you are in the business of working for the community and serving the public. You have to have your business marketed. You have to have people to spread the good word. Now, a vested community is us. So hold on. We're going to take a commercial break, I believe, and we'll be back in a few minutes. This is the first time I'm doing this, and I'm having a ball. So tell the public what you say. Tell the public how you do what you do. Tell them what you do and tell them how do you get the word out about you.
Okay, first, I'm truly honored to be on the airwaves with you. Just from the wonderful history of knowing what type of woman and person that you are as a giver, always has been a giver, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful to know such human beings that are on the planet like yourself. And let me introduce myself to some, and for those who may not be aware of who I am, my name is Jeff Majors. I am a harpist. I've been in media for a number of years doing television and radio. But fast forwarding to what I'm doing now, for those who are familiar with my work as the Sacred Series and the 23rd Psalm, we are moving into another realm of my ear of listening, and my freshman project from the Sacred Series is entitled The Evolution of Jeff Majors. And it is music that God has given me to move forward in the days and the time in which we're living in. This coming fall, I will be releasing a sophomore project entitled Cries of Our Time. And this would be music that will be relegating exactly the cries of what's going on in our community, in our country, in our world. This music is going to be available only at my website at jeffmajors.com. You know, it will not, as we know, there aren't too many record stores in our cities anymore. So this is the format and the formula whereby that you can find Jeff Majors, his music, his new music in which, you know, he's has birth, you know, through God's giving him the, you know, this inspiration. And again, I got to keep mentioning jeffmajors.com. That the music is something that has been used for so many different facets of people's lives, from weddings to homegoing celebrations to graduations to just and healing. The Sacred Series is comprised of all of those different components of our lives that we should be able to share and embrace. And for those who want to meditate, there's sacred meditations. There's those who want to celebrate. You know, there's a whole list of CDs in the Sacred Series that I'm quite sure you would appreciate.
Again, you talk about this just like me. And you know,
I'm still with you. Hello, I'm still here.
Maybe it's your Lord. Maybe.
Is she still around? Okay, all right. These things do happen. I remember there are times when there have been other on-air personalities that had to go make an emergency call, and you had to kind of throw balls up in the air to make sure things go up so things will come down. But I want to thank the African Business Network for having this platform for businesses in and around our community, for people to be aware of the many talents and businesses and gifts that are in our community. I'm a firm believer that all the healing that we need from an economic perspective, from a spiritual perspective, from an educational perspective, you know, is right inside of our community. We don't have to go outside, you know, to heal ourselves. We can find all our answers right inside of our own community, because so many people have laid down so many bricks of experiences and tools for our community to continue to be healed, continue to be motivated, you know, to be uplifted. You know, so many tools have really been given to our community, just from so many businesses that are out in our community. And so, again, I'm always thankful for a platform that people are opening their doors and their airways, allowing entrepreneurs, independent artists, you know. And because we have such a wide range of artistry in our community, this is, again, I've always said that, you know, the internet was the wave of the future, and I see it happening. So.
Hey, Jeff, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
I think I'm back.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
I have some...
good. I was coming for you while you was gone.
You're wonderful. You are absolutely wonderful. Now, Jeff, can you just help me, in your opinion, tell me why people are so reluctant to use the airways or to use every mechanism they can to promote their business?
Well, I think it's the fact of not knowing, more so than the reluctancy of using it. You know, just like we... they need to let people know about their business. You know, the airways need to continue to market and reach out to people, letting them know, and using the different independent avenues, artists and entrepreneurs, to continue to promote the radio show. So, like, when I leave the airways tonight, I will be talking about people need to be able to go on the air. If you have a business and if you have a talent, that you need to go on the airways of African Business Airways and let them know, African American Business Airways, and let them know, you know, what you do. And Marvin Gaye said, this is how the grapevine works, where I heard it through the grapevine. This is the grapevine working in full force right now.
Well, people might think that because you are who you are and you do what you do, it's easy for you to get on the airways and to go to the public and promote yourself. And somebody might say, how do I start this?
Well, first have a product, or first have something that you need, that you feel that the community is going to have, you know, benefit from. Once you have that product, you know that product better than anyone else, and all you have to do is open up your mouth and know that, you know, give your audience an idea of where and why this product came about, and for who the product is for, and what kind of benefits that they will receive from this product, you know, and of course that product will be something that you will find nowhere else on the planet, because you made it, you did it, you created it. And or you're opening up doors for people to come to receive it. You know, it's coming from your hands. It's coming from your spirit. It's coming from your creativity that God has given you. And that makes it unique. That makes it special. And everyone needs to feel that way about the gift that God has given them.
Well, you know, that's why I appreciate the new Africa Business Association in D.C. because they're opening up avenues for people like me and you and others to join them in promoting our businesses, our services, our products. And I can't thank them enough. And I hope that people, even when it's not this Wednesday, but it might be next Wednesday, they call 657-383-1372. But they go to the internet and look up New Africa Business Association, D.C. It's important that we do everything we can to promote our business. But you know what, Jeff? I live in a community where a long time the small businesses in Columbia Heights held up the community. And now we have great big development, and some of our small businesses have moved out or been forced out. The small business people hire people. They promote their products. They promote promote their activity to be vested into a community. They want business community. They want to share. And I think that I honestly believe that the United States runs on small business ventures.
Absolutely. That's how America was built. America's financial and economic structure was built on small businesses, even though they were on the backs of us carrying them. but, I mean, even though, you know, they placed them bricks on our backs and we moved them, and, you know, yes, and those small businesses strive, you know, off of the backs of free labor. But I want to say that to encourage, even though there were businesses that had moved out of the District of Columbia, the fact, you know, I always like to make, you know, lemonade out of a lemon. And, you know, the fact
that
we have www. Dot. That and being able to use that at our advantage, we should be able to be incredible engineers on the internet, just to be able to utilize this service. And I encourage people to really start using this service as much as you can while you can get it free. Because when they take the dot off of www, it's going to be a cash sign.
That's right.
Okay, and I believe the government is going to try to regulate this in a minute. I mean, I'm watching this in iTunes. I'm watching this in Amazon. I'm watching this, you know, just from the music industry of where I'm at, of how this is now becoming regulated. You know, so take advantage of it. Take advantage. And again, JeffMajors.com. JeffMajors.com.
And I hope that people take heed to what you're doing. Not only what you're saying, but what you're doing. You are marketing JeffMajors.com. And you're inspiring me to say that as a practicing attorney in Largo, Maryland, barred in Maryland, with a partner who's barred in Maryland and in the District of Columbia, we welcome anybody to come to the law offices of W. Alton Lewis and Shalore and Kerry Williams. We're at 1450 Mercantile Lane, Suite 155, Largo, Maryland. Our phone numbers are 301-341-5577. Our fax number is 301-341-7012.
If I can help cross market with Shalore Williams and Kerry Law Services, let me tell you, she gets my business. She has and is representing me. you know, and several business transactions and contracts that I have to deal with. So she is excellent par none. Trust me.
Oh, Jeff, thank you. And there are many other small businesses that we can tell you about, and we hope that you'll hear from them in the future. I think that you should hear from, you know, Jeff, there's a shoe shine, shoe repair place in the Shaw neighborhood, Divine Shine. And there are not too many people who can go to a shoe repair and luggage repair place. And that's a small business. Our people have so many great ideas and talents that people, they can't get their business known to the public at large. Sometimes I think it's because we don't plan what we want to do 3 years out, 5 years out, et cetera. What do you think about that?
Well, it has to be structure. You know, it has to be structure. It has to be long-term goals, mid-term goals, short, middle, and long-term goals put together. And then, of course, with all those goals, then there has to be, you know, a budget for each one of those goals.
If you don't have a budget, what happens to you?
If you don't have a budget, then you will be in the red from the beginning.
There is no.
Hello.
Usually,
Okay, I got another call. Just hold on.
Hello.
We're getting some help here.
Hello. This is Anita Shelton on the line.
Anita, join this conversation.
Yes.
Hello, Anita.
Yes.
Jeff, hold on. Let me introduce Anita Shelton to the public. Anita, introduce yourself to the public.
This is Anita Bellamy Shelton with Anita's Antiques and Collectibles, calling in to tell a little bit about the estate sale business and Black African American collectibles.
And keep on talking.
Okay. Anita Shelton's Antiques and Collectibles has one component of its program is estate sales, estate and liquidation sales. These are items that are left by loved ones to the care of other individuals. And after they have reviewed the things that they want to share them with the public. And my business comes in and conducts those sales for them. We do appraisals of items, and appraisals that can be used by the court and other groups. We also do appraisals that can be used for insurance purposes and for other purposes. In addition to which, we actually come in and conduct an estate sale. It does not cost the person anything to do it. We work on percentage basis, and we do as small estates and large estates. And so we are very pleased to conduct those sales. We have done them in the D.C. area, D.C. proper, metropolitan area, and we will even, on special conditions, go into other states for people who are in the District of Columbia to conduct their sales.
Now, Anita, give everybody a telephone number and stay on the line, but give everybody your telephone number. How can we get to you?
You can call me on area code 202-234-9089. And you can contact me through email, right at Anita, A-N-I-T-A, B like in boy, Shelton, Shelton, @gmail.com.
Now, Anita, I don't know whether you know this. I have Jeff Majors on the line. I want
yes,
you two to
I
say
do.
Hello.
Yes, I do. I'm very pleased and excited to join the line with him, and to I've always followed his music career. Yes,
Jeff,
indeed.
Now, Jeff said he's coming out with something big and wonderful, and you can find out about it on jeffmajors.com. So make sure you do that, Anita.
Jeff,
don't leave me. How long can you stay with me on this radio?
I can stay on until I get old.
Well, that's a long time coming.
Now, Anita is very, very busy in the community. She definitely cares and loves this community.
Yes,
and,
indeed.
Yes. Now, how often do you have cases, Anita, where people forget to call services like that, and you see people throwing out their stuff, and it hurts you, doesn't it?
Oh, it's most painful. And the other thing that they see is that they will try to do a yard sale and sell valuable items. And when they come to a special where we set up antique shows, they say, oh, my goodness. I didn't know it was worth all that. My grandmother had this in her living room, and I practically gave it away. And so a lot of the things that are assets to people that they really don't realize. They can put the money away for the college fund and to invest in other businesses. But the most important thing is that we're sitting on gold mines. Some of these things have been collected over the years. And so these are the kinds of things that we're able to go in and be informative to people and help them to save history.
Now, before we go to a commercial break, I want everybody to know that these two individuals that I have right now talking to you, they believe that a vested community is a business community. That's how we get things done. Before we go to a commercial, Jeff, give that jeffmajors.com again.
Yep, jeffmajors.com, and I look forward in continuing this conversation when we come back.
All right. And Anita, one more time for you. Telephone number?
Anita's Collectibles, 234-9089, area code 202-234-9089.
And this is Shalor Williams hosting the show. Just want to let you know that this is coming through to you from the New Africa Business Association. We are bringing this to you, and this is the time that you should take advantage to promote your business. Why? Because you don't have to pay one nickel for these commercial breaks, for these advertisers. You can promote your own business. You are the best promoter of your business. In saying that, I want to promote the law offices of Shalor and Kerry Williams, the law offices of W. Alton Lewis and Shalor and Kerry Williams. We're located at 1450 Mercantile Lane, Suite 155 in Largo, Maryland. Our telephone number is 301-341-5577.
Vitamin Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vitamin Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vitaminassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
I understand that we have someone else on the line.
You have a line. Everyone, pick up.
Sheila, we'll be going in 1 minute. We'll be going to a break. But as soon as we come back, Sheila, I want you to introduce your business to us. And you're joined by Jeff Majors and Anita Shelton, and they are our community people. So hang on. Don't hang up.
Thank you.
Okay.
Natural skincare by Karima with shea butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
All right, I guess we're back from commercial break now.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes,
is this,
hello.
I hear some more people. Anita, stay on. Jeff, stay on. I got Sheila Reed, and I think I heard Stanley calling. Go right ahead. Introduce yourselves.
Yes, this is Stanley Mays. I'm the proprietor of Divine Shine, and we are shoe care and business located in the Shaw community. In 2010, we were voted the best new shawl business, and we like to continue to earn that reputation. The services we provide are anything from luggage to shoes to coats to items of leather, suede, vinyl, and other matters, including material. If you'd like to have your things taken care of in a professional manner and to have the very best work and finished product, ladies, you have lots of shoes that remain in your closet that you don't want to part with, but you haven't loved and cared that they deserve. We'd like to have an opportunity to assist you with that. You have persons that you have fell in love with, but somehow or another they got stained or something else, and you needed to be able to get them up and running again. We'd love to take care of you.
And Stanley, would you kindly give your address and your telephone number, and then I'll have Sheila Reed, who I know is on the line, come in, promote her business?
Just in general, just remember Divine Shine. We're located at 723 T Street Northwest, and we are our phone number is 202-986-7463, and we can be located on the web and by email at divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, shine, S-H-I-N-E, D-C, at Gmail. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Reed, you still there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Tell the public about your business.
Husband and I own a bunch of real estate services located on 14th Street in Columbia Heights. We've been in business for 25 years, and we specialize in affordable housing. Basically, what we try to do is provide opportunities for people who otherwise would not be able to purchase housing in the city because of the escalating housing prices, as well as gentrification and some of the relocation we're seeing here. So therefore, we specialize in identifying programs and policies that will be helpful in getting people to be able to stay in the city. We use creative methodologies to be able to help people to finance properties they otherwise would not have the opportunity to be able to do so.
And what's your address?
In addition to that, we also are developing a 30-unit apartment building over in Blainsburg Road, 100% affordable. This is rental housing for people who are finding that the rental prices have escalated to the point that it's prohibitive for a lot of people. So therefore, we're going to be working hard and working with the city to develop more affordable housing, both for sale as well as rental housing.
Gee,
what are the qualifications that's needed?
What's that question,
the qualifications, Jeff? The qualifications are basically have a job and have sometimes you need funds for down payment, and sometimes there are programs that you need very little down. And people, unfortunately, Jeff, a lot of people are not familiar with some of the programs that you only need maybe $500 or something like that, and the city will kick in $30,000 to $40,000 to help people to be able to purchase homes that otherwise they wouldn't know about these kinds of programs.
That's wonderful.
I think that's very important, for people to be aware of. that you offer those services, because again, there's so many loopholes in the city, and they're changing those holes every single. They're changing them faster than they can change the golf course.
Exactly.
With all the holes the golf course has, they're changing the loopholes quicker than that. And so, to be able to find out exactly, you know, let's say for returning citizens, men or women, and again, they have gone through the process of finding employment. But that employment may allow them to buy groceries, but sometimes that don't allow them to pay rent. And you know, so those kind of loopholes that set them up to be able to move on. And they're maintaining a lifestyle. I think that's important for what your services are offering, for them to be able to find out exactly what they can do to get into affordable housing or affordable dwellings. Yeah.
Well, we work with Project Empowerment as well, which is a program specifically for returning citizens to provide employment for them, helping them to find jobs. But as far as the ability to be able to purchase is concerned, we get them into a program that allows them to understand how to save, how to manage their money so that they can purchase the property. So I contend that if you can pay rent, you can pay mortgage, because mortgages are at an all-time low, 3.5%, 4.5%. So often the mortgage payment is much cheaper than paying rent today. People don't know.
Wow.
I understand.
Well, let me step in here. Sheila, Avanti Real Estate Real Estate Services, do you offer any workshops for the community? How do you get your business known in the community?
We're getting ready to launch a whole series of programs, seminars that are going to be designed to be able to apprise people of these kinds of services that are available to them, so that they will be aware of what and how and when to be able to proceed with purchasing a house or a condominium. Our address is at 3421 14th Street Northwest in Columbia Heights, and our number is 202-251-1694. That's my cell. My office number is 202-265-4663.
Anita Shelton, you still here with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I have conducted with Avante State Sales, and I'm very pleased that I have been one of her customers. Right. Anita Shelton's Antiques and Collectibles, conducting estate sales of large and small.
And Divine Shine, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. Before, when you gave me opportunity, I spoke about the things that we do for ladies, and I just want to remind the guys that keeping your feet up is something that ladies pay attention to. So make sure that you look good top to bottom too.
Divine Shine, Mr. Stanley Mays won't tell people that they go up on Yelp. They will find out that he gets great reviews because he does wonderful work. And Mr. Majors, who helped me out first half of this whole program, you still with us right now?
I am right here.
Now tell us one more time the name of the new CD that's coming out, Cries
of
Our Time.
The new CD coming out this fall is entitled Cries of Our Time, but there is a freshman project that was released about 5 to 6 months ago, entitled The Evolution of Jeff Majors.
Mm.
And what I'm also offering for those listeners is you purchase The Evolution of Jeff Majors, you will get one of the Sacred Series free.
Wow. Put me down, Jeff. Sign
so
me
this,
up.
This is, again, the evolution of Jeff Majors. That promotion it has started. It is on, and it will go on up until the release of Cries About Time.
Okay.
So for those who are interested in any of the Sacred series and what it has done, just to be a blessing in people's lives, I'm offering that back to the community absolutely free of charge of their purchase of the Evolution.
You know, again, I want to thank the New Africa Business Association, D.C., for allowing me to host this conversation and to introduce to you just a few wonderful gems in our community, because a vested community is a business community. These individuals have been serving the community for so long. They're just not business, they're not just business people. They are your community neighbors. They live in the community. They work in the community. They love and serve their community. And I just want to, again, thank the New Business Association, D.C., for allowing me to host this program. You know, we don't have too many minutes left, but I'll give you another number. Your number again is 657-383-1372. Now, let's get back to our guest. As often as I can, people, I want you to just repeat your business, repeat your address, repeat your phone number. And if you have special services that go beyond what you advertise, lay it on us.
Okay, I would like to, this is Anita Shelton with Anita Shelton Antiques and Collectibles. I would like to also mention a special collection that I have of black memorabilia that I have been collecting black memorabilia for over 25 years, which includes civil rights memorabilia, products from the slavery, and different fraternities and sororities. And so I would like to emphasize that Anita Shelton Collectibles has a special collection of African-American items, and I can be reached at area code 202-234-9089. And I put Black Shine, I have some shining stands that I surely you would be interested in, that you used to be used on the streets to shine shoes.
This is Stanley at Divine Shine, and I just want to be able to tell you again that the weather is changing, and as we move into colder weather, it's time now to get your boots done.
Yes.
Outer footwear, weatherized, so that you can be prepared for the winter to come. And we offer, as an incentive, not just, but as a, because we welcome our new customers and all, we always do something, we give some sort of a discount, and usually it's a considerable discount to our first-time customers. So the bigger the discount will come with the bigger the order. So if you have things that have been in your closet and you haven't brought them out, bring them to us at 723 T Street, one block west of the Howard Theater, and at 202-986-7463, Divine Shine, and we will be happy to be the service that you have been looking for to keep your outer apparel up and gleaming.
Now, this is, again, the New Africa Business Association. Let me give you some contact information, 301-234-9090 or 202-288-5660. The email is newafricaba@gmail.com. The website, newafricabusinessassociation.com. Let me just thank our guests, because it's not easy to do this, y'all. And you have helped me through this almost hour. But Jeff, were you about to say something here?
Well, yes. I'm coming to see everybody. I'm coming to get my shoes done. I'm also going to try to figure out what kind of black memorabilia I need in my studio, and if I can find help somebody to find some residency with those who with and Anita with the program for helping.
Oh, you mean Avante Real Estate Company.
Yeah, Avante Real Estate Company. So
yeah,
I would have not known anything about any of the businesses that are on this line tonight if it was not for the New African Network that is opening the doors for so many people. So I will close out with for those who are not familiar with my work, I'm Jeff Majors. I'm a harpist. I've been in the I'm a Washingtonian, and I've been doing media, cross media, for a number of years, from television to radio. But more importantly, being able to use my gift as a harpist to bless people's lives. And for those who are interested in inviting me into churches, inviting me to your very special engagements, again, I want to drive everyone to jeffmajors.com. You can find out more about my services on the website. But also know that there is a special going on, and whenever I hear the word free, I want to go. So I want to send you to jeffmajors.com, pick up the Evolution of Jeff Majors, and get a free sacred CD.
Jeff, you don't know how much I appreciate your call and your participation tonight, and I welcome you anytime you would like to call in at 657-383-1372. Call in anytime on Wednesdays from 7 to 8 o'clock, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And again, I look forward to meeting and seeing everyone. Again,
thank you. I'm going to hold you to that.
Yes, you will.
All right. Thanks, Lord. Hey. I just like to say that I think that kudos to you for even hosting a program like this, because it's certainly helpful to get the word out in the community about Black businesses. And I wanted to also say that I believe in the fact that we work together and see how we can help each other. Like when I have open houses, then I'll make sure that I have Jeff's music playing in the background. You know,
all
background,
right now.
Groovy, nice little soft music and to create an atmosphere. And when we have estate sales or people selling their properties and it's estate properties, by all means, we know that I've used her. And I have to make sure, me and my husband, Nick, we have to make sure our shoes are nice and shiny and polished. So we make sure that Stanley, you know, takes care of our shoes so that
absolutely,
we all interact together. And when there, anytime there's any estate insurance or anything like that that we need as far as making sure that the people that we work with have the correct kind of estate counseling and know what to do as far as when someone passes away, then by all means, sure, we would certainly, we know we use your business. So to the extent that we can all cooperate together, this is what I like to see. This is how we can be able to grow and to be able to develop our individual businesses by doing it in a unified fashion. This is how it used to be at one time before integration. Unfortunately, we all work together and we support each other's business, but then things change. And now it looks like we're coming back to where we were before, and I appreciate that, Shavor.
You know, you just outlined the mission of the New Africa Business Association to bring us together as a community so that we can continue to vest in our and be vested in our community. We have to invest and be vested into our community.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's the major goal of the New Africa Business Association. You don't know how much I appreciate your call-ins tonight to not only just promote what you're doing, but I just want the people to know that you are active. Every last one of you are active in the community in all aspects of it. And
my game is one more time before we go. It's Avante Real Estate Services at 2114th Street. My number is 202-265-4663. We believe in making, not just making a dollar, but making a difference.
Now, you know, Sheila, I just want to say something about Avante and Avante Real Estate Services. It's Sheila and Nick Reed. They have been a couple. They're workaholics in this community. They love this community. Thank you, Avante.
Thank you.
Anita, you still with me?
Yes, I certainly am. And one of the things that we say to each other that is very prominent in some other groups, that to know about something and to keep it to yourself is almost sinful. So as we know about our businesses, we need to promote them. And I'm just so pleased to be on this line, to be a part of an effort to get the word out. And I certainly will be promoting the businesses that have been listed here as I move around the city, because that's the way it is done. Almost every other ethnic group supports each other, and we need to support it. I'm just pleased that we have not only African-American businesses, but good businesses that are financially sound, that have integrity in their business, and produce a product that is not only competitive, but better than some other businesses.
Now, you know, the New Africa Business Association, there, as they grow, I'm going to be a member of their association. I'm going to be not only a member, I'm going to be an active member. I'm already a member. I forgot to say I am going to be an active member, because as we promote the association, we'll be promoting ourselves. As the
That's
word
right.
goes out, we don't lose this group. We just build on this group. You don't have to call every Wednesday, but you got to call at least once or twice a month. Call in and say, hi, I'm still around.
Yes.
And send somebody in to call in on Wednesdays between 7 and 8 o'clock. Usually the host is Bilal Bynum, and I want to give his wife a shout-out, because Karima is doing a wonderful job, and this idea is just so wonderful. It wasn't my idea, but I'm glad I'm part of it, the New Africa Business Association. Divine Shine, are you still with us?
I am still here, and as was said, I think this is just a wonderful thing. It is an idea whose time has which we play on the field that other businesses play on. With to the extent that we do not put the word out, to the extent that we don't have an opportunity to let others know who may be coincidentally listening to a show and find out about a service that they need, or may change their lives because they were able to get housing that they didn't think they'd ever have an opportunity to get.
Mm-hmm.
They would find out what they could do with the things that have come to their possession because a loved one has left it to them to dispose of. And now instead of you having that yard sale and not knowing the true value of things, that there are places that they can call and then people that they can trust to look out for their interests as other communities routinely do. So it is just a great opportunity for us, and I too want to join in the words that have been said before to congratulate you, Shalor, for
yes.
inviting us to participate. And to the New Africa Business Association for providing an avenue, a means for those businesses like Divine Shine and others to put the word out that we have businesses, we have great going concerns in our communities, and that can become even more important in our communities if we let our community know about it, and let the listening public in general know about it. So thank you once again, and I'm calling in from Divine Shine. I want to tell everybody that we would be more than happy to make your acquaintance and for you to be our newest customer at 202-986-7463. We're at 723 T Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., and we're one block west of the Howard Theater and a block south of the Howard University Hospital, in case someone needs a landmark. But the main thing is that promoting our businesses is an opportunity to grow our communities, to provide stable businesses for our community, and to stable employment, and to provide economic opportunities. And I heard Anita say earlier that one of the ways we can work individually and together to get our children into through colleges and through other sorts of financial opportunities, help to for a down payment on a house, whatever it may be. It's by having healthy businesses and promoting the businesses that we have. So I want to thank again the New Africa Business Association for giving us this opportunity. And thank you, Shalor, for hosting in the for being the stand-in host for Mr. Bynum. And you know, this work is just the greatest thing possible for a business to get its name out and be better known so that it can continue to grow and thrive.
Absolutely. And I just want to give a shout out to, at least Stanley, real quick before we close out, give a shout out to the best tailor in the city.
Oh,
Cheryl,
yes.
Walker.
I was going to tell her to make sure that she joins your show next week. Cheryl A. Lofton and Associates, a tailoring business of renown. It's third generation tailor. I won't steal all of her thunder, but there's much more to be known. She has been noted by some of our esteemed magazines as the best tailor in town, and she does a wonderful business for brides and for weddings and other formal occasions for the entire party, not just the bride and groom.
So she'll be here next weekend as we get ready to close out again. I want to thank Jeff Majors, my number one guy since childhood. I want to thank Avanti Real Estate Services, Sheila and Nick Reed. I want to thank Anita Shelton, Antiques and Collectibles, Divine Shine. I'm telling you, Divine Shine is the best place. Take your mother, take your father, take all your children to get their shoes repaired, get your purses repaired, and also, come to the law offices of W. Alton Lewis and Shalor and Kerry Williams in Largo, Maryland. But most importantly, this New Africa Business Association needs more members. You have a small business, you could have a large business. Join the New Africa Business Association. Without this association, this show would not have been aired. And I want to thank them. You can reach them at 301-234-9090 or 202-288-5660. The email is newafricaba@gmail. And the website, newafricabusinessassociation.com. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for joining me and helping me with this project. Please call in again. Your last minute, 30 seconds.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people a better day is coming for you and for me. With just a little bit more education and love for our nation would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say. And how long have you held your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend
and share with black folks not of kin. I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation,
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my